Was she a housewife or what?
My grandmother?
Right.
She had been an old maid school teacher, I think. She didn't marry until she was about 42, 43, and then I hear the baby.
Okay. I'll get him when I hear
him. Hello. You're not almost talking yet, are you? You don't want to be interviewed.
No, he's just 6 months old. Sunday. Yeah, got you some stuff to play with here.
What's his name?
Name is Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Call him Ben. Benjamin. I had two great-grandfathers on my mother's side named Benjamin. My grandmother's maternal grandfather and her paternal grandfather were both named Benjamin. And so we like the name, so we pass it down. We're a family that names, so you keep the same names generation after generation.
Mm-hmm.
I was named for my grandmother's. And then we have another son who's 8, and he's named for his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We got juniors and 3s and 4s all through the family.
And that was Polly Beth, 2 words.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. You don't cause your mother much trouble, do you?
No, sir. Say, I am a fine fella. The only problem I have is ear infections. I've had to take him to the doctor at least once a month, to a pediatrician in Jackson, for ear infection. The doctor says his tubes are so small that anytime it gets any kind of drainage at all, instead of draining like it normally would, then it settles in his tubes and causes infections.
Yeah. Is that the first trouble that
mm-hmm.
you had?
But that started when he was 2 weeks old, so it's really the only thing we've had, but it's been a constant thing.
Yeah.
He's
You're
a good boy. Hey, thank you, I'm about half asleep. Which is all right. Got hot back there.
Well, what, do you know anything about your grandfather's education? How far you got in school? The one on your mother's side?
The one on my mother's side had a high school education.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about his wife?
She had some college, but I don't know how much higher education she had, because I know that she was a school teacher, and she... I assume that it was not like, we have to go and get certificates and everything, but I don't know exactly how much. I don't think that she had graduated from college.
You know where she went to school?
No, I don't. All that sort of hazy and vague, because my mother doesn't know a lot about it, because she was so young, and all she knows is what, and all of her other family were elderly people. I mean, of course, her mother and father were older when she was born, and she had two other, she has a sister that lives now in Florida, but she had a brother and sister, and both of them died of diphtheria when they were, and she was not even born then when that happened. So she has not told me a lot about it. I don't think she really knows a lot, But her father had been married before, and his wife had died in childbirth. And then he courted my grandmother, and I have a lot of his letters and everything. He was an educated man. You can tell by his writing.
Yeah.
And very interesting things. She has a lot of his old deeds and everything like that. And he was an interesting story that he used to tell us when he, in 1865, when the Union soldiers marched through Madison County. He was 5 years old. He was born in 1860. And he said he hung on the gate, and watched soldiers go by. It was an exciting thing to him.
I'll bet.
But it's really miraculous to me that a man be that old,
Yeah.
Born 1860, what would he be, 117 years old?
Right.
My grandfather. That's really,
I was going to try to interview an old black man in Dyersburg who claimed he was 108. I don't know whether he was or not.
I wouldn't doubt it. We've got an old man in town that people say that he's over 100. And